Turning my heart to the king, day three. Remembering the previous topic, we can also add that this feast refers to afflicting our souls, and when we speak in these terms, we refer to fasting. This feast is also called the fast or day of fasting. It is one of the best strategies to deny oneself. When we begin this process, our heart becomes sensitive to the voice of God to receive instructions from Him. This makes us see that our lives must be changed. Let us remember that the meaning of this feast is to repent, change our bad habits, and turn to the Lord in holiness. Leviticus 16:29. On the 10th day of the appointed month, in early autumn, you must deny yourselves. Neither native-born Israelites nor foreigners living among you may do any kind of work. This is a permanent law for you. Acts 27:9. We had lost a lot of time. The weather was becoming dangerous for sea travel because it was so late in the fall, and Paul spoke to the ship's officers about it. In this verse, reference is made to the feast day of Yom Kippur. Joel 2:12-13. That is why the Lord says, "Turn to me now, while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Don't tear your clothing in your grief, but tear your hearts instead. Return to the Lord your God, for He is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not to punish." Fasting elevates us spiritually, giving us vision and perspective to separate the good from the bad, the holy and the profane. What is good for us and what hurts us? In a nutshell, it aligns us and connects us with God. Now, let's reflect. Analyze if this is your case. Why is it difficult for you to fast? According to Joel 2:12-13, what is God's call for us and how should we do it? We challenge you to fast on this day and ask God to give you the sensitivity to correct what is wrong. Take some time to pray. Ask God to reveal the benefits of fasting to you and that in this fast you can see the glory of God. Verse to memorize. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land.